Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot, I Will Conquer, I Will Conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of 4 best-selling books. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening to help you learn new aspects on how to improve your health and how to improve your vision. And you'll have to excuse me, I'm just getting over a cold, so my voice is a little raspy and I may lose it. But I am actually very excited because this evening I have been waiting for this interview for a very, very long time. My guest is Dr. Charles McWilliams, who is just an amazing individual who has been doing so much for in the world of alternative therapies, and especially for the work with the subtle energy in healing the body. And I think he's one of the few individuals that really understands what true healing is and how true healing takes place. And I'm also extremely delighted that he's going to be the keynote speaker for our microcurrent conference, our annual microcurrent conference, which is held the first weekend in October. And this is our 10th year that we're having this microcurrent conference. It's a wonderful event. And if you like more information, go to microcurrent.info, microcurrent.info. So Dr. McWilliams, it's great to have you on Healthy Vision.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ed. That was such a kind introduction. I'm just aghast. You would say such wonderful things, and I would appreciate those about you as well.
Actually, I could probably do the whole hour show just talking about you. But people want to know who you are and why I'm so excited to have you as a guest. So for those individuals who may not know who you are, or maybe they haven't heard of you, maybe you can give us a brief introduction.
Well, okay. Born and raised in Miami, Florida. Don't hold that against me. started the first state licensed school of homeopathy in the state of Florida in 1979. Got it approved by the Board of Education. And ran classes for nearly 7 years. And been teaching a lot of people down through the years, and we took the school to an online format in 1996. And during that interim, my wife and I, we chose to move to Nevis, West Indies. We took the big leap and left the United States, and we've lived happily ever after since then, and growing the school and been basically pretty much all over the world, giving lectures, classes, seminars, and so forth, and just growing and expanding. And that's kind of the short and simple of my physical background, anyway.
The important thing I just hope you can share is kind of like your journey in terms of healing. I mean, you're a medical doctor, and like myself, I started out, I thought I was a hot shot surgeon, and I thought there wasn't any eye disease that I couldn't cure by cutting it and rearranging it. And then I discovered the world of homeopathy and subtle energies and realized that, disease needs to have a different approach. And the traditional Western approach, in many, many cases, is not the best way to go. So maybe if you could share a little bit about your journey, how you evolved into doing the subtle energy work that you're doing, the vibrational work and microcurrent.
I'm sure like yourself, as we know, this is a very hard and long journey. I would say that probably my first path to reaching out was going to Mexico and being invited to join a homeopathic faculty in Mexico City and learning homeopathy from the classical school. And that was certainly a great, great eye-opener. I also met Thomas Wing in Los Angeles, California, many, many years ago when he was producing a machine called the Acuomatic, which got me into, you know, electroacupuncture, so to speak. And then a year or two later, I met Dr. Reinhold Fole, and I just fell in love with Reinhold. I mean, he was such a great guy. He obliged me. I met him in this hotel room in 1979, I think it was, at the Jack Tar Hotel. And I said, look, I bought your Dermatron. I'm doing this point testing. I can't see this medication testing thing working. And he was so kind to, you know, receive me for 2 or 3 hours in his hotel room and showed me exactly how to measure the points and how to do it. And that just turned me upside down at that point. And then I think the final thing was watching Alex Verbito in the Philippines excise tissue out of 3 different patients, one of whom was also a medical doctor, by the way, raise his hands in prayer, and you close your eyes, and in the flash of a moment, you open your eyes, and the blood from the bloodless surgery is all gone. And it's like, oh, my God, what did I just see? I just saw him digging into flesh. I heard sounds. I saw blood spilling outside the abdomen around a woman's neck. I saw him bring out what looked like, you know, basically chicken gizzards, throwing them into a stainless steel pan, which clinked while his nurse was holding it. He says, now we must pray. He raises his hands, and you open your eyes, and it's all gone. He's like, Dr. Ed, I was never the same after that.
Yeah, it sounds like it's just an amazing experience. And I think one thing that I've learned from you is that historically that all healers, there was a religious connection. And for some reason, we have separated healing from spirituality. Now it's very, very mechanical with big pharma and surgery. You know, there is no God, and I guess it's politically correct now in our government not to mention the word God or Jesus, anything like that. And I think that what you bring up is really true, that there is a connection, there is a spirituality that a true physician or a true healer has to address, has to really look at the physical body and the spiritual aspect. And just the other day I was reading something that really had an impact on me, and there was a statement made that all disease is a separation from God. And if you get that spiritual connection back, disease will go away. And that's one thing that really resonated with me when I began reading your work and actually taking some of your online courses. So I just got the word that we're coming up to a break, and that's really a pleasure to have you on Healthy Vision. And folks, you're listening to Dr. Charles McWilliams. And let me see. His website is the schoolofnaturalmedicine.info. Schoolofnaturalmedicine.info. And that's all one word, no dashes, no spaces. And when we come back, I would like to talk about this whole business of vibration, because of the subtle energies that you're using and that I'm using, homeopathy and microcurrent, is phenomenal. It's the subtle vibrations that I think can produce an amazing healing effect in the body. And as I mentioned, Dr. Charles McWilliams is going to be the keynote speaker at our 10th annual Microcurrent Conference, which is a wonderful meeting. It's going to be held in Florida. And if you want more information about this, you can go to microcurrent.info or give our office a call at 800-430-9328, 800-430-9328. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about vibration.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Imagine what it would be like to regenerate any part of your body. Imagine if this was available now. Stem cells are in the news every day. Can they help improve your vision? Can they regenerate lost vision? Stem cells are the primitive cells in our body that have the ability to generate into any tissue. Dr. Kondrat has been investigating stem cells to help restore vision for over 10 years. Learn about a new type of stem cell that is now available that is far superior than previously available cells. Learn the details about this in a special report to help you understand important facts. Stem cells are changing the way doctors are approaching many diseases, including eye disease. Can these powerful cells help you with irreversible vision loss? Dr. Kondrat has produced a special report to help you understand your options with stem cells, far superior than previously available cells. Call now for your free report. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Are stem cells for you? Call 800-430-9328 for your free report.
The Watergate of eye care. Are you receiving injections or have been advised to receive injections for a wet macular degeneration? You need to read this free report now. Learn the facts of misrepresentations of injections for wet macular degeneration. Learn how national study data was manipulated. Learn about systemic side effects such as heart attacks, stomach bleeding, and strokes. Ocular side effects such as blindness, glaucoma, and cataracts. Discover how drug companies are offering payoffs and bribes to doctors. Learn about a recent study that one out of five people who receive injections will develop ocular atrophy. Learn what you can do to save your vision with safe alternative therapies. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328. Don't delay. Call now for your free report on the dangers of injections and what you can do to save your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. Call now for your free report. 1-800-430-9328.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? A cataract is like a red warning light. Don't replace the bulb. Find out why the light is on. The 3 Steps to Reverse Cataracts Without Surgery webinar is now available. Here's a sample of items covered in the webinar. 1. Can eye drops cure cataract and what eye drops work best? 2. Focal scurvy might be a cause of cataracts. 3. Why cataract surgery might lead to macular degeneration and why this should be your last resort. And 4. Elevated lead is a leading cause of cataracts and much, much more. It's easy to register. Go to stopcataract.com. That's stopcataract.com. Have you been diagnosed with cataracts and want to improve your vision without surgery? Or, more importantly, find out the cause of your cataract? Don't miss this important webinar. Go to stopcataract.com.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to House of Vision. And with me is Dr. Charles McWilliams. We're going to have a discussion about vibration and its role in healing. And, of course, my two interests, actually three interests, are using light, microcurrent, and also homeopathy, which are all forms of vibrational medicine. So tell us a little bit about vibration and healing and medicine.
Well, kind of you've asked that. such a huge topic. I think we have to talk about, you know, the great chain of being and how energy filters down into the physical. And at this point of time, we're living in the age of Kali Yuga, which, of course, is Sanskrit for the age of darkness. And, you know, what has occurred since 3000 BC is a cleavage from the human mind to the other side. It's created like this fog where we don't remember. We don't remember our dreams. Only gifted individuals come back, avatars and savants and people that have vision that can see parcels of the other side. And all this energy kind of transmutates down into the physical. And then it took certain geniuses like Nikola Tesla and Franklin and others who saw that electricity was a bridge between the two sides. And it's an interesting bridge because the way to manipulate that energy into a physical construct that makes it useful and healing is by vibration. And I think everybody needs to talk about the importance of a cell phone or a computer or a wireless communication, or even the manifestation of light, which is a very small waveband of how the condensation of energy comes from the higher planes and manifests into the physical.
I just wanted to make a comment because you mentioned the age of Kali Yuga. And, you know, for the listeners who may not be familiar with that term, that the thing that strikes me is that we feel that we're living in a very advanced age, that all our technology is actually helping us, but actually it is precipitating a major decline. You know, it's, you know, you go to a restaurant and people aren't communicating anymore. They're texting and looking on their cell phone. So, you know, we think that all this technology is helping us, but in actuality, it's contributing to, I guess, the decline of civilization. What are your thoughts on that? And if that's part of the age of Kali Yuga.
Well, you know, I have mixed feelings about it. I love computers. I love what the internet has done for my school. It's spread me students all over the world. But at the same time, it can be obstructive, like you say, and hide people from, you know, the inner realities of life. It's a very, very interesting time that we live in. I just have mixed feelings about it all. But anyway, it is what it is, and we deal with it. But yes, Kali Yuga was the age of the devil, as was what Kali means. And that there would be this barrier. And why don't we just take it from a very simple standpoint, okay? You have Einstein who realized that if you put photons on a zinc plate, you could drain off electrons, and that created basically the solar cell. At that point, electricity itself, which drives the world, I mean, it's as much a commodity as gasoline is to, you know, our entire existence right now. And that is energy that is in its formative state. You know, you touch a 9-volt battery to your tongue, you get a little shock. You lick a battery, you put a 9-volt battery over a herpes blister, and you kill the virus. It shocks and it heals all at the same time. But the difference is when you pulse it into frequency, now you've got either current or countercurrent. And, you know, of course, Nikola Tesla always behests the fact that he lamented that he instigated the 60 cycles per second current at Niagara Falls, which basically at that point transformed the world into an electrical grid. And we know that 60 hertz current right now basically drives the human brain into a gamma state, which makes people crazy. And I think we can see craziness all over the internet today just by watching, you know, the news reports. But Suffice it to say, these pulsations are very, very important when it comes to healing. And I think the huge thing, the breakthrough, as it was Raymond Royal Rife, where he found that he could destroy a virus or bacteria by a specific pulse rate, and that created the world's electromagnetic antibiotic. And I think that's what pharmaceutical companies really don't want to see happen, because it's free and it's cheap. So it's all these interesting things about frequencies, pulsations, light, heat, sound, microwave, radio wave, all of these manifestations of electricity, which can be pumped up and down a steel rod to create radio energy. You know, they can heal, and they can also be disastrous for the human form. That's where we are today.
So what you're saying is that these electromagnetic frequencies and pulses, they have the potential, or they can completely eliminate the pharmaceutical industry, completely eliminate antibiotics and other petrochemicals that cause a certain physiological function in the body. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think it eliminates the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, I have great respect for drugs. Actually, I mean, if you follow the earliest experiments of Edward Koch and Finlay and Fleming with the penicillin, you know, mold that he came up with, all of these things save lives. And I have greatest respect for those kind of things. At the same time, as we know, you and I, Dr. Ed, know that, you know, patients come in with chronic complaints. They've been overdrugged. And it's energy medicine that is their, you know, their last gasp of hope to turn them around. You know, energy medicine and detoxification. So I see life as a balance. I think the pharmaceutical industry has done great things in terms of making drugs that can save lives, that allow us to do surgery, prevent people from getting massive, you know, septicemia infections. But at the same time, when they overmarket like they do, and, you know, you start prescribing antibiotics for viral diseases like a stupid head cold, and you give it to little children, or you start inoculating babies with 40 vaccines, only disaster will happen. So there has to be a balance. That's kind of the way I see it.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about your work with microcurrent. That I just got the word from our engineer. We only got 2 minutes left in the break, so maybe, or 2 minutes left before the break. So maybe you could just begin the discussion on your interest in microcurrent and how you've seen it evolve and your most recent work using electrical energy.
Well, I started out with looking at Rife frequencies and realizing there was a flip side of the coin to Rife's spectrum of looking at the frequencies as color, and at the same time realizing that those frequencies were not only something that could kill a virus, but also something that could heal the body. So I developed a system of micromassage, which is extremely effective for pain syndromes, and also things like Bell's palsy and trigeminal neuralgia and, you know, ear, eyes, nose, and throat infections and all these various manifestations where those frequencies can be used, should we say, homeopathically as well as what he called the electromagnetic antibiotic. So there's two sides of the coin. So when we use them in a microcurrent system,
well, we're
coming
up, coming up to a break right now, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about vibrations electrical current, and healing. We'll be right back after this break. Okay, thanks, Lord. So how are we doing?
The gunman wanted in the murder of an Auburn, Massachusetts police officer during a traffic stop early this morning has been killed in a shootout with a state trooper this evening. Worcester District Attorney Joseph Early.
The suspect, Jorge Zambrano, 35 years old, of Worcester, Massachusetts, and the trooper have been taken to UMass Memorial Hospital. The suspect is dead. The state trooper has been wounded.
A submarine is joining the Mediterranean Sea search for the black boxes that could reveal what caused the crash of Egypt Air Flight 804. Congressman Michael McCaul of the House Homeland Security Committee tells Fox News Sunday he suspects a bomb exploded on board, even though no one has claimed responsibility.
It could have been a mechanical problem, but it happened so quickly, I question that. And remember, after Sharm el-Sheikh, it took ISIS about 2.5 weeks to come out in Debeat magazine. And take credit for that.
S&P futures down a fraction. I'm Ann Cates.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for tonight, we'll have clear skies at a low of 64. Monday should be sunny with a high of 88. Again, it'll be clear Monday night at a low of 65. Tuesday, we'll have a sunny day, our high 89. We'll have clear skies Tuesday night with a low of 65. We'll have a sunny, breezy Wednesday with a high of 86. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 87 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100. KFNX.
Healthy Habit Health Foods offers you the finest quality fresh, natural, organic, and whole foods, supplements, body care products, and health information in a fun, comfortable, and clean environment. Located in Phoenix on 7th Street, just north of Bethany Home. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000. Or visit your doorway to total health 24 hours a day at HealthyHabitHealthFoods.com. HealthyHabitHealthFoods.com. Making lending great again. Desert Springs Mortgage LLC ranks 5 stars on Zillow. Your number one choice for local mortgage lending. You're always on the lookout for great deals. Well, get beyond saving $5 on a blender or $100 on a big screen. Be a really smart shopper and you could save thousands on your home loan or a refinance of your existing loan. Call 602-883-1501. That's 602-883-1501. NMLS 794-445 MV-091-8874. DesertSpringsMortgage.com.
Coming up this week on Intelligence for Your Health, how long do you need to work out every day to live a longer life? I'll share the magic number of minutes that could add 7 years to your life. Plus, our guest is Dr. Travis Stork. He'll tell us what he learned after months of rehab for a herniated disc about preventing neck and back injuries on Intelligence for Your Health. Tune into my show, Intelligence for Your Health, right here on Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX, Sundays at 10 p.m.
Estrella Publishing produces the West Valley's premier and preferred community magazines. Estrella Publishing can customize a marketing program to meet the needs, objectives, and budget of your business. They also offer advertisers a host of value-added services, including graphic support, free directory listings and social media posts, and more. Their low advertising prices, along with a monthly readership of over 115,000, makes Estrella Publishing the best value for your marketing budget. For more information, call 623-594-9283 or visit estrellapublishing.com.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463, 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision, and with me is Dr. Charles McWilliams, just an amazing physician and healer and researcher of using subtle energies to truly heal people. And let me give you some more information on how you can review some of his work. He has one site called Privy Info, P-R-I-V-Y, info, I-N-F-O.org, and this contains a lot of his books and writings, and the other organization is SMOCH, SMOCH.org, SMOCH.org. And the other site that I gave you, schoolofnaturalmedicine.info, and that's all one word. So let's talk a little bit more about the vibrations of the electrical current and maybe some, because I know you're doing a lot of work using current with acupuncture meridians. I wonder if you could just share with us some thoughts regarding that. Do you think it's more effective when you deliver the microcurrent through the meridian? I know myself I'm using more of just a frequency specific and non-specific placement of the current.
Well, specificity is the rule, and you know, I go back to the works of Denshaw Gaudiali, who worked with color very specifically, and Raymond Orville Rife, who also translated the terahertz frequencies of color down to the radio spectrum, so that we now know that, you know, the musical notes for red is also the musical note for G, as we know it in sound tones, which is 800 hertz. And he found that, of course, that is the explosive frequency for E. coli, as well as for influenza virus. And we kind of amalgamate, you know, those two systems together and start to realize that, yes, we can use colors for antibacterial, antiviral effects, which I've seen in my practice now more than 20 years is more than effective. But then reciprocally, you can take an anemic patient that has a low blood count, has very pale skin, a cold body, et cetera, and you give her the red color from the frequency device, and there's a synergy that happens. If we add that frequency to the concept of harmonics, and then we put like a frequency of, say, ferrum phosphoricum, using the carrier current of the frequency of red at 800 hertz, then we start to get into the realm of very interesting therapeutics. And that's what I've been spending about 20 years of my time with, watching all this. And it's very, very interesting to see the transformation.
So what you're saying is there's an overlap between a specific microcurrent frequency with a specific color and with a specific homeopathic remedy, that there's a additive effect when you combine them?
There's an additive effect. Now, if we take that, what I call layering effect, and we start to look at specific acupuncture points, for example, the work of Dr. Behe from Germany, who found these palpatory points on the body, and he was not an acupuncturist by any means, but he found these sore spots that were, you know, neural endings that would become spontaneously tender when the remedy was indicated, and then the remedy was given, the spontaneous tenderness disappeared, as well as their symptoms dramatically improved. D. Rapoulier, who's a very famous homeopath of France, picked up his work and received his early manuscripts. And I have all those materials in my library, and I've translated them into English and put it into a volume, as a matter of fact. When you start to add all that together with the layering, the frequency, the color, the micropulsation, the specific point, the acupuncture meridian, it's like wowie zowie. These points are not only therapeutic, they're even actually diagnostic. So it's a very interesting amalgamation of looking at all the various layers that the human body pulsates in. The sore spots, the disorders internally, the sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system, all of that combined, now you have such a beautiful system of understanding you know, not just, as we know, Dr. Ed, you know, signs and symptoms and usual diagnostic cues that we get from patients, but when you start to look at these sore spots, it just becomes overwhelmingly interesting.
I wonder if you could give us an example of this, where you have a specific spot or a specific location.
I'd be happy to. You know, in Boricchi's Materia Medica, you read the passages on Lycopersicum, which is Solanum species, which basically just means tomato, okay? You read the characteristics of tomato, and it's like half the American population is suffering from tomato allergy because they're getting colds and flu frequently. They have myalgias. They have fibromyalgias. But then there's one specific spot where the middle of the deltoid of the arm becomes spontaneously tender upon overeating tomatoes, which means you're pooping the tomato. When you eat a tomato, which is nightshade, day after day after day, at some point your body responds, the sympathetic nervous system steps in, and you get a spontaneous sore spot in the middle of the deltoid or the right arm, and you press on that, and bingo, you have the palpation point for the detection of allergy to tomato. Wow.
Amazing. So this is based on homeopathic provings, which is essentially, for the listeners that may not be familiar, it's just the result of a toxicological endpoint. So you're actually proving you're becoming toxic with that particular substance. But I guess it varies from individuals, and as you mentioned, it could be cumulative. But
That's
then we have to look at the whole, like, the energy or the essence of the tomato that, you know, some people could be proving those symptoms without ever eating a tomato, somehow just absorbing that energy, either genetically or by some other means. So, and what are your thoughts on that? This doesn't mean that you have a toxicity to tomato or you've been eating too many tomatoes. Is that true?
Well, I think I would look at it as the entire nightshade species in general. They may not be eating too many tomatoes. They might be eating a lot of potatoes. It could be a similar alkaloid. I don't think anybody today escapes eating tomatoes or potatoes, period. And maybe from your parents, you acquired a genetic or an epigenetic sensitivity to it, where just one tomato sets your immune system off in a tirade. Hard to say, but the fact remains that, according to Behe's observation, you palpate the right deltoid, and you got a sore spot in the middle of the deltoid that really hurts. And you give them Lycopersicum, 30C, 100C, 200C, and 2 weeks later it disappears and all their symptoms are getting better. There you go.
Yeah, and that's the magic of homeopathy. So we're coming up to another break, and maybe when we come back, we could finish the hour by talking about homeopathy, which... That's just my passion. I just love homeopathy, and homeopathy is what really got me started in my whole career in alternative medicine. So I'll look forward to talking to you about homeopathy. And folks, if you want more information on Dr. Charles McWilliams, as I mentioned, he has a couple of great websites, smoch.org, smoch.org.
One minute.
PrivyInfo.org, PrivyInfo.org, and the other one, School of Natural Medicine, all one word, .info. And Charles McWilliams is going to be our keynote speaker at our 10th annual Microcurrent conference the first weekend in October. Go to Microcurrent Info. It's going to be an amazing, amazing conference. So we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a two-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Imagine what it would be like to regenerate any part of your body. Imagine if this was available now. Stem cells are in the news every day. Can they help improve your vision? Can they regenerate lost vision? Stem cells are the primitive cells in our body that have the ability to generate into any tissue. Dr. Kondrat has been investigating stem cells to help restore vision for over 10 years. Learn about a new type of stem cell that is now available that is far superior than previously available cells. Learn the details about this in a special report to help you understand important facts. Stem cells are changing the way doctors are approaching many diseases, including eye disease. Can these powerful cells help you with irreversible vision loss? Dr. Kondrat has produced a special report to help you understand your options with stem cells, far superior than previously available cells. Call now for your free report. 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. Are stem cells for you? Call 800-430-9328 for your free report.
Visit us online at 1100kfnx.com.
Okay, we're back with Dr. Charles McWilliams, and why don't we wrap up the show with our little discussion on homeopathy. It seems to be a number one passion with both of us, and homeopathy cured me of a severe case of asthma. I was on 3 different medications. Nothing could help. And one remedy, it was like, my goodness, the asthma went away. My mental and emotional state changed. And it convinced me that, wow, this is really something. And why didn't they teach us this in medical school? And, I went to Hahnemann Medical College. And at one time, that was one of the top homeopathic medical schools in the United States, but all we got was a 15-minute lecture on homeopathy at the time. So,
well, I understand. I mean, when I was in Mexico, I was given a CM remedy of phosphorus, and I, after that, was completely cured of sensitivity to cold. I mean, I normally would go into a cold climate because I was born in Miami. I'd go into New York, and my hands would get cold, my feet would get cold, I'd be freezing. And then one dose, boom. Cold weather doesn't bother me. Hot weather doesn't bother me. I don't care about weather. It was just, it was so miraculous just to see that happen, you know, in my own self. So I know exactly what you're talking about, the power of the remedies.
So maybe let's share with the listeners our thoughts as to why homeopathy works. You know, the scientist would say, how could homeopathy do anything? It's diluted beyond the physical substance. Or it's a placebo effect.
Well, it has occasion for both. But the fact of the matter is, I go back to, you know, Hahnemann's observation of the miasm, which was also Paracelsus' observation, that there's certain inimical forces that are paraphysical that can inhabit the body. And when you give a remedy of a more powerful force, as Hahnemann said in his aphorism, I forget the exact chapter, it's 37, it causes it to leave the body. In other words, the homeopathic almost or is, in fact, an exorcism. And that's kind of difficult to explain to persons that are just trained in basically physical science. It's a difficult concept to engage in until you've actually experienced it yourself. And then, like I said, you know, when I saw psychic surgery in the Philippines, it's like I had no doubts after that whatsoever, ever again, about a paraphysical force. Well, you can tell me, Dr. Ed, if I've expressed that adequately in my book on 10 Dimensions of Homeopathy, which you can get on Amazon. His aphorisms are right there. It's a more powerful force that takes over the physical being and causes an expelling of this inimical energy that the body is attached to.
The way I explain it to patients is, you know, the body has a wisdom, and when we have a disease or a disharmony, we have symptoms or some pathology develops, but it's necessary for us, for some reason, to have homeostasis or balance. So every condition that happens is necessary to have a balance or homeostasis. And so what homeopathy does is kind of puts that energy what the body is trying to do. And as you mentioned, it kind of overwhelms or expels it, so the body no longer has to do it. There's an external factor that's involved. So, for example, if you get a high fever because you have a cold and your body has to increase its temperature to expel the toxins, then if you take a homeopathic remedy that causes the fever, then that energy of the remedy is doing it, so the body no longer needs to have a fever. I don't know if that kind of how you feel about that explanation.
I think it's a very good explanation. It's certainly a very formidable way of looking at it. I think that's a good one. I also think, you know, when we deal with these higher potencies of remedies, this is kind of my pet peeve of looking at plants and minerals from the mental side. You know, as Kent did, one of our fathers of homeopathy, there's also another higher layer of energy, you know, where, you know, you look at the toxicity of hemlock or staphylococcus or even the ink of sepia, you know, you've got these clouded emotions that kind of engage people in their life. And just as you would walk into church for a healing or, you know, a baptism, the remedy can actually do similar things, but very subtly, very gently, and very miraculously in some cases. And I think you and I have seen that happen in patients. Can't talk about it much because it's kind of you get too much on the religious, politically incorrect side of things, but, you know, we've seen it happen.
Well, you know, some of the Gregorian chant and prayers and the vibration that's produced with the music, the ancient music, has a healing property. You know, and as you mentioned, the musical notes have been shown to correlate with color therapy and different microcurrent frequencies. So, you know, each chakra has a different color energy, and by using these, the melodies and the colors, in a way, it's kind of like a homeopathic treatment. You know, when you match the energy state, whether it's through a substance like homeopathy or whether it's through light or microcurrent, you know, you can get the same effect.
Well, absolutely, and you make such an interesting point that I know of, Dr. Ed, I know a few individuals that recognize these resonance factors. But when you combine the color with the notes, with the remedy, all in one package, you've got a powerful delivery system because it's almost like the body can't refuse it. You know what I'm saying? It's like the inimicals of homeopathy, which we know very well, kind of get overwhelmed. So, you know, even if the Lysippersicum Salam person still wants to eat pizza, if you add the pizza with the remedy and with the solanum and the color red and you put all that together, all of a sudden they come back to the client and they say, you know, I stopped eating pizza. Oh, really? Any reason why? Well, I just don't like it anymore. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord.
Well, that brings up the point that maybe the pizza or the tomato was necessary. They actually had to have that imbalance in their body for a reason. So, you know, when we start craving something and we get an illness, it's on a higher level. Our body, you know, needs to have that imbalance. And, of course, you know, it can be corrected with these subtle energies. Well, I can't believe that we're coming to the end of the program, and I want to thank you so much for taking time. We're going to have you on the Healthy Vision again real soon. Thank you so much for sharing so much valuable information with the listeners, and I hope that you have inspired them to visit your website, the SMOCH, SMOCH.org. PRIVY Info.org and School of Natural Medicine Info. So, Dr.
Yes,
McWilliams.
And Dr. Ed, I'll be revealing at the seminar a very ancient secret of how to pick out frequencies that are harmonic to heal human bodies that is easily accessible on the web. So,
all right.
I'll be happy to give that.
Fantastic. So, folks, you're listening to Healthy Vision. I'm here every Sunday evening. And this is your host, Dr. Edward Farndrot, wishing all of you good health and clear vision.
making lending great again. Desert Springs Mortgage LLC ranks 5 stars on Zillow. Your number one choice for local mortgage lending. You're always on the lookout for great deals. Well, get beyond saving $5 on a blender or $100 on a big screen. Be a really smart shopper and you could save thousands on your home loan or a refinance of your existing loan. Call 602-883-1501. That's 602-883-1501. NMLS 794-445 MV-091-8874. Desert Springs Mortgage.com.
Would you like to come on my radio show and talk about what you do? I'm Carol Blonder, the host of Networking Arizona. I created a show where you can get yourself heard by thousands of listeners. You also get a podcast of the show so you can put it on your website. Heard Tuesdays and Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. It's a drive time, prime time show. Call me and book your spot at 602-228-4629. Get the word out about what you do. Visit my website, networkingarizona.net.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations. KFNX News Time, it's 6 o'clock.